This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire
DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Holy crap, this is amazing.
Let's talk something DC.
All right. You excited for Black Lightning?
Not really. You want to know why?
Because it's on CW.
And it looks worse than the graphics for, like, Supergirl and all the other shows.
Like, really? I didn't think it looked that bad.
It looked cheesy as crap to me. That's why, like, I was excited about it until, like, I actually saw the first trailer for it, and I was like, oh, man, really? But, I mean, I'll give the first episode a shot, you know, but I'm not as hyped as I was without seeing the trailer.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I really didn't care much. I mean, because... to me, Black Lightning will always be LeVar Burton.
Okay.
Didn't he voice it in
one
of the animated movies? Yeah. So, I mean, listen, if it's not Reading Rainbow, it's not my Black Lightning. But, when we went to the movies this past weekend to see Jumanji with the kids, they showed, like, one of the commercials before the trailers was a whole thing about Black Lightning. Mm-hmm. And it didn't look terrible. You know, I mean, it got me more excited about it than I thought I would be.
Right.
And my 8-year-old even is like, I want to watch Black Lightning. It looks awesome. So I'm like, all right, well, it's going to be on after your bedtime, first of all. But I will TiVo it and I will watch it and see if it's at all age appropriate for you. And we shall see. Mostly because, like, any time they went to kiss or something in Jumanji, he was, like, going, ew!
Yeah,
so.
Right. So, is Black Lightning, like, 55 in this series? And he's coming out of retirement, right?
Is he?
I thought that's what the trailer was about.
I don't remember.
Like, coming back or whatever. Maybe not. I don't know.
Who knows? I mean, it's CW, so I just assume that they were younging him down, that something was going to happen, or whatever.
The actor isn't very young, I don't think.
Is he? I thought that... I don't know. It's hard to tell. I don't even know who's on the show, to be honest with you. I will look it up right now, though.
No. Yeah, because I thought from, like, the trailer that I saw... Which I've only seen one, so if there's been more come out, then...
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Yeah, guys, like, mid-40s?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Either way, I mean, I'll check it out.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out. I just... I was really, really pumped for it, and then I saw the trailer, and then it kind of did the reverse effect for me, and I was like, oh, crap. But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it premieres tonight, right?
Yeah.
So I guess it premieres 2 days ago by the time you are hearing this.
Yep. That is correct. It's got to be better than The Signal and Batman comic book.
So what did you not like about Batman and The Signal?
It was a snooze fest.
Like, and besides that?
Like, I really enjoyed Duke's progression. All the way from, like, We Are Robin, and then some of the things, like, from All-Star Batman, even, and then here, there, and Detective that we've seen him.
Okay.
And then here, it's just, like, a Disney XD cartoon.
Right.
And I'm just like, what? Because this isn't... Yes, he's Batman during the day. We get that. Because, you know, that's like Sam Humphrey saying it 20 times throughout the comic book. As he's yeah. explaining to people. But, like... It felt more like a kid's book than an actual mid-teen adult type book. Which was fine, but I wasn't expecting it to be that way. If that makes sense.
Makes sense.
It's like reading the old Static Milestone books back in the day, and then watching the cartoon. They're like two totally different things. Only source material's the same.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, I think especially after the We Are Robin series, mm-hmm. where like he really, I mean, he was like the main focus there.
Right.
His character there was way better and way more interesting to me than his character in this. And they've been hyping this up mm-hmm. as it's, you know, he's the Signal. It's Duke. He's going to be... You know, he's going to do what Batman does, but during the day. And you're like, all right, well, that's kind of weird. But,
I mean. So, like, he's the Signal, right?
Yeah.
So does that mean that all the cool Bat family names are taken then?
Well, listen.
I mean,
because... Some of them are dumb Bat family names.
Okay, but you have the Signal.
Yeah.
It's not like you can have the Bat... The Bat Signal, because it's daytime, so you can't see it. So then, is that why he's yellow?
It could be. And that's why his bat symbol is white instead of black. Right?
Well, it could be that. That's why this book sucks.
I don't know. For me, the thing that killed this book for me was how terrible the art was.
Well, I mean, that didn't help. But like
honestly, I think JRJR may have been an improvement in doing the art in this book.
I don't know. It's like it should have been like a free comic book day, paint by numbers type of comic book.
So, okay, if instead of this being, you know, Scott Snyder's writing this new Batman thing and, you know, whatever else, do you think if this was a story in like the Batman annual that you would have liked it more than if it was its own? I mean, what, it's a 3-issue series?
Yeah. Which I think it was supposed to be 6, and then like it got negative reviews or whatever, so they dropped it to 3.
Really?
Something like that. Maybe it wasn't negative reviews. Maybe it was like pre-sale numbers or something like that, but.
Huh.
If it was like a short one-off story, like in an annual or something, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, like DC really doesn't do backup stories like other people do, but I think...
What are you talking about? Duke's story the whole time was in the back of All-Star Batman.
No, but I'm saying here, you know, like that's one series. I think if they continued... Instead of this as a 3-issue mini, throw this at the end of Detective or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, give us
All-Star Batman. Because I mean, Snyder's writing that.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't. It's just, dude. I tried to read it like 5 times. And the 5th time, I'm just like, maybe I'm not getting it. Maybe I don't know. But I got to push through it because we're going to talk about it.
Right.
And then when I got to that last page, it was like bells and whistles and everything just went off. And it wasn't because the comic was great. It was because I actually got done with it and didn't have to read it again. Yeah, I think I told you guys. I was like, I think I just read the worst Batman book ever.
Yeah. Yeah, you were not a fan.
Steaming hot pile of garbage, I think.
Yeah.
And it's dumb because the concept and the character build up until this point has been there. And then the execution just falls flat on its face.
Yeah, I mean, it was funny because you were telling me how like awful this was. And you're like, this is the worst book I've read in ages, and this is terrible. And I'm like, all right, well, now I have to jump this to the top of my reading list because I got to see. And honestly, like, I didn't hate it, but I didn't like it. It was just kind of there for me. You know, I mean, I read enough else that I will more than likely not read a second issue of this, even if it is only two more issues of this series. It did nothing to draw me in.
Nothing.
It, you know, like I said before, it took a character that I really didn't care much about, but I was slightly interested in after, you know, after the We Are Robin series and after like a little bit of the other stuff he's done. And it just, it took that and it was just like, here, you might like this character. Now read garbage. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not for me.
Yeah. And I don't even, I'm like you, like hardly ever, especially since this is a mini, hardly ever will I just stop and not get the rest of them. I don't know. Because like if I get two and it's still hot pile of garbage, which I mean, let's be real, let's check the magic eight ball here and signs point to yes.
Yeah.
That number two will. And then the completest in me will be like, damn it, now I gotta get three because I got one and two.
That's what the thing is. You're pot committed at that point, so you have to go all the way.
Yeah.
That's why you gotta get out after one.
So now I'm just like, yeah, I think I'm done.
But you know what, though? You're going to have to bite the bullet because you're not doing the Supergirl challenge. You're going to have to read the rest of this and report on it.
You're going to read the rest of it, so.
No, I'm not paying any money for this series. I'm done.
You're not even buying Batman, so.
Yep.
I think you hate all DC Comics now.
I do. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, we're now talking about Black Mask comics exclusively on this series.
So instead of coming out every Thursday, we'll come out.
Yeah, we'll come out like once. Every 8 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. Someone actually in a DC group that I'm in on Facebook was saying he's excited because I guess the trade for Four Kids Walk Into a Bank is coming out this week. And he's like, man, I'm not really getting that many comics this week, but I'm really looking forward to Four Kids Walk Into a Bank. And I was like, man, that book was so good, and it's so much better that you get to read it in one shot instead of waiting like 2 years for five issues to come out. And he's like, is it really like that? And I go, dude, it's Black Mask. I was like, you'll get the first issue, the second issue maybe close to when it's supposed to. Mm-hmm. Then there's like a weird delay. You're like, huh, I wonder whatever happened to this series. And then you get issue three, like 5 months later. And then maybe you'll luck out and get issue four. I mean, and if four comes out, I mean, don't push your luck and ask for five. But eventually, like in that series, five does come out. It just takes a while. A long while, like an entire school year.
Yeah. But yes, I haven't done any of the Supergirl challenge.
Yeah, I haven't either. I think it came back yesterday.
Oh, I didn't know it went away.
Yeah, they're all on their like winter break. Because I think, yeah, because Black Lightning is back tonight and Flash is back tonight.
How far are you on your DC 52?
You know what? I am still only two issues in.
What the hell?
I mean, I got so swamped at work, you know, with the Christmas season and stuff, that everything was nuts, so I didn't have a chance to read at work. And then, like, the last couple weeks with the terrible weather that we had, and then I had one of my carriers sprained his ankle. And so we've been like splitting up ridiculous amounts of stuff extra. And it's, again, just like mentally draining. I've barely read anything that I like you, I had to really force myself to even finish Batman the Signal. But I did, what did I just read like the last 5 or 6 issues of? Oh, Hal Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Are you caught up on that? Are you reading that?
I'm not caught up on that, no. But I read the 52 event 3 times, though.
Three? What the?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I had 10 days off, and like...
Dude, I had 10 days off, but like, I have little kids that made me do stuff.
Mm-hmm. And I have big kids that don't require me to do stuff.
Sit. So. Yeah. Sit in their own room and play PlayStation?
Yeah, or go to work.
Oh, you're lucky.
So, yeah. And like, I read through it the first time, mm-hmm. and I was like, man, I love this so much. And I was like, well, that only took me like 2 or 3 days, so let's give her another shot. But no, I am not caught up on Hal Jordan. Oh, wait. What was the last issue? Was the last issue the Four Horsemen reference one?
No, that might be 2 ago.
Okay. Well, that's the last
one
I read.
Did you see the wrap-up of the story with the controllers, or no?
I honestly don't remember.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you would probably remember. So my guess is you haven't gotten there yet.
Okay. So yeah. Maybe I'm an issue behind still then.
Could be. Yeah, I think that the Four Horsemen stuff was 30, either 34 or 35, and 36 is the last one that came out.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, that was one of those books. Like, I really like it, but it's like, I just ran out of time. Mm-hmm. And I, like, next thing I know, I'm 4 or 5 issues behind, and I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah. There's a couple of books like that for me now. DC-wise.
Yeah, the next one that I'm catching up on is Super Sons. Mm-hmm. I fell behind a couple on that one too. So, you know, I'll pick a day and just read the, you know, a few issues to catch up.
Right.
But man, without spoiling anything for you, the story with the Guardians and the controllers, mm-hmm. freaking awesome. I dig it.
Do they pick the Xbox controller or do they pick the PS4 controller?
Oh, none. They went
different controller altogether.
Totally altogether. It was the N64 controller.
Oh,
yeah.
That was the best controller.
It was pretty good.
No, like, so, I mean, it's like 2 weeks old, right?
Yeah, but you haven't read it, so I don't want to.
Is it game changing?
I mean, sort of. Like, it definitely changes things for the future of this series.
Okay.
Good evening, Matt.
Alexis.
Nah, Siri.
Oh, it's Siri.
Yeah, that was weird. I don't know why that just popped up. I wonder what I said that sounded like me saying, hey, Siri. Ha ha. See, there it goes.
I don't know, but Alexa in our front room does that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, my wife and I will be having a conversation across the room, and then she has to chime in with her 2 cents.
Yeah. My kids will sit all the time and just start asking the phone's questions. They'll just, like, start shouting.
Yeah.
Hey, hey.
Yeah.
What? Like, no, stop. Leave it alone. Well, all right. I'll spoil some of it for you.
Okay.
You know how the controllers kidnapped all the, you know, all of the Guardians from all over the place?
Yes.
And they were sort of using their life force to make new controllers? Mm-hmm. Well, at the end, after the controllers were defeated, the Guardians, there's 6 of them left. And instead of being, you know, like all... kind of split up and whatever.
Right.
They basically Ganthet is like, you know, this is what we're doing. You know, the Green Lantern Corps, you know, we're going to help guide them again and blah, blah, blah. And basically the six of them became like the actual like Green Lantern Guardians again.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
I dug it. And of course the controllers aren't actually dead and they're bringing back the the like a whole legion of Dark Stars to fight the Lanterns.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So, yeah, it kind of is a game changer for that book, though, like you said.
Yeah. Yeah, for that part of the DC universe.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm curious because supposedly the next issue has Zod.
Really?
In it. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. I don't know how that's going to happen, but yeah. I guess. I mean, Sinestro was in Superman or Action. It was in one of those, right?
Superman, I think.
Yeah.
But
so I guess they're just trading villains.
Yeah, because I haven't seen Dark or I haven't seen Zod since.
Well, he was in Suicide Squad.
Yeah, but that was like the last time that we saw him. Right. I mean, that was a couple of months ago. Well, hang on.
That was when I was still reading Suicide Squad, so yeah. It was within the first like 12 issues.
Yes.
Yeah, so, I don't know how many in they are now.
So that was last year.
Jeez, God, I hate you.
No, yeah, that was forever ago. So, huh.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious to see how he comes into the fold in, like, Green Lantern stuff. You know?
Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
I got asked this the other day by a coworker who reads DC only. Like, he is the pinnacle of what. Like, he won't even see a Marvel movie because it has Marvel in the title. Okay.
Does this person's mother make his lunches for him?
No, it's not that one.
Oh, it's a different one. Wow, yeah. Different person.
Yeah. It's a different one altogether. He's in a different department, but same building as me. Okay, so he was asking what character that we haven't seen yet that we would I want to see show up in Rebirth. And so it got me thinking, like, we haven't seen a lot, really.
Yeah.
Because we really haven't seen Shazam yet. We haven't seen Martian Manhunter yet.
Yeah.
We haven't seen The Question yet, but...
Or have we?
But we have. With hashtag not my Rorschach.
Yeah. Well, we haven't seen, you know, like the Legion of Superheroes and stuff.
Right.
Well,
kind of. We kind of seen them.
Oh, yeah.
We saw like Saturn Girl or whatever and
Arkham. Right. Right. Has, I didn't read Hawkman Found yet, but was Hawkgirl in anything?
No.
Yeah, Hawkgirl hasn't been around.
Yeah, Hawkgirl.
That's
the Lemire book.
He's writing a... Is it like a Hawk family book?
Is it?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you.
Oh, it's been a while since I read it, and so it's not fresh. But I don't think it is. I think it's more like a lineage type book. But yeah, It was one of those that I read, and I was like, "Wow, that was pretty." Underwhelming.
Yeah, I gotta get there at some point.
Yeah. Have you started White Knight yet? Or no?
No, not yet. Well, who? I'm racking my brain trying to think who else hasn't shown up.
Black Adam.
Yeah. Well. Well, Bart Allen hasn't shown up, right?
No.
Wildcat,
like any of the JSA people.
Yeah. Yeah, like Hawk and Dove.
Yeah.
You'd think at some point Hawk and Dove would show up because they're going to be on the new Titan show.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, like I've said in the past, they don't really seem to care about tying anything in with marketing or whatever for any of these other, any of the comics and TV shows and movies or whatever.
Right. I mean, heck, we've even got, like, Detective Chimp already.
Yeah.
Like in an annual or whatever. Like in the, what is it called? Super Animals team up thing in one of the annuals. In the Batman annual, I think it was.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, I mean, and we
don't
I guess
Fate,
Justice that he was in.
Right?
Yeah, I haven't. I think we saw The Mask, right? But that was about it.
Yeah. I think that was in Hellblazer, maybe?
I think so.
You want to think that?
Yeah, I'd like to think that.
I don't know. So, who would be like a game changer for you if they showed up?
Jeez, I don't. At this point, I don't know if I would really say anyone's a game changer. But, I mean, it would be kind of cool to have Martian Manhunter show back up. have him kick Cyborg the crap out of the Justice League and take his place.
Yeah. Yeah, because I almost want, like, a Shazam family book.
Yeah. I mean, like, none of the Earth 2 stuff has been in Rebirth, right?
Yeah. Not that I know of. Or not that I remember, anyway.
Yeah.
But, like... Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, reading the 52 event and, like, seeing how dastardly Lex Luthor is in that and everything, it's just like, man, I want this Lex. I don't want the stupid Lex. I want the villain cutthroat Lex.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I kind of wish, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, get rid of the signal and bring back Bluebird.
Well, I mean, she's there, though.
She is, but she's not.
Yeah, she's not Bluebird, but.
Yeah.
Like, her character's there, at least, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, we don't even have John Jones as a detective. Right?
Yeah, true.
Or Crispus Allen, like, for Leeds of the Spectre, or...
Right.
Or, not Billy Corgan. I always say Billy Corgan, but what's the other guy's name? What's his name?
Corrigan.
Yeah.
Jim
Corrigan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, you said Billy Corgan and you screwed me up.
I know. I don't know. There's just... I feel like there's tons of stories still on this wave that can be done.
Yeah.
Because Rebirth was only supposed to last a year.
Yeah, but I mean, just think. We got the New Age of Heroes or whatever it's called coming soon. Starting...
This week.
Guess this week, yeah.
Yeah, with Damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a smart move. Start with one of the books that people are the most lukewarm about.
Yeah, but... Yeah, and don't put it in the backup issues. Give me the Silencer.
Yeah.
Have you read those yet?
No.
Yeah, the Silencer, which actually is pretty cool, because that was one that I was like, I don't know.
Isn't the Silencer the one that JRJR is drawing?
I don't think so.
Now I don't remember.
I don't think so. But It's about the girl, and she kind of looks like an Impulse, but or her suit does rather.
Hmm.
But it's nothing like that. I mean, like, she's an assassin, and she's trying to...
Oh, no. No, no, no. That is the one that JRJR is doing.
Oh, is it?
Yep. You lost me. Don't even bother telling me how cool it is. That's the one she's trained by, like, Talia al Ghul.
Who's writing it?
Let's see. Dan Abnett?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it says the art is by Sandra Hope and John Romita Jr., but, I mean, I'm looking at the cover... And I'm looking at the preview images, and it is straight up 100% JRJR. I don't know. I don't know who Sandra Hope is. She might be the colorist or the inker or something.
Huh.
But I mean,
she's not helping. Is that what you're saying?
Man, this is bad.
Okay. All right. Yeah, like the couple of preview pages. Like I think it's like the first two pages or whatever to get the story going. It was more interesting than what the synopsis that I read for it, rather.
Mm.
And you know me, I'm like more story driven than art driven anyway, so.
Right. You know, I'd like to think that I am, but when the art is just so awful, I can't even, you know, like it because it's a comic, I can't just skip over all the drawings and just read the text.
Right.
You know? So I can't get past some of these artists. And it's weird considering that he's like super popular and gets hired all the time for crap.
Well, yeah, but his stuff now wasn't like his stuff back then though.
No, like I don't remember when I was younger hating him as much as I do now. But then I look back at stuff like the Punisher War Journal, and I'm like, oh my goodness, what was I thinking?
Yeah, true.
You know. I don't know.
But it was better, though. To me, it was better than anything Suicide Squad related that he did.
Well, right, because, you know, we were kids and we were stupid.
Well, I mean, even looking back on it now, though. I don't know. Maybe he was just trying to, like, get out of his dad's shadow type thing.
Yeah, maybe.
And so he actually like took his time and cared, and now it's just like rush, whatever. Show me the money.
Yeah. He's the first artist to draw 17 issues a month.
No, that was Rob Liefeld, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Because he only had to do the bust, you know, he didn't have to do the feet or nothing.
Yeah, he got super fast at drawing clouds.
Mist machines everywhere.
Yeah, he wrote lots of stories that took place on the plane, like the wings of planes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look, Chapel's coming out of a cave that's got smoke around it.
Yeah, it's the morning mist, and the mist has pockets and pouches and all kinds of guns.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I got a question for you.
All right.
You read Doomsday Clock 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think
no.
that...
No.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Go for it. Sorry.
Do you think that the mime and marionette could possibly be one of the Jokers and, I guess, Harley Quinn in the DC Universe?
All right. Now, do I think... Repeat that question.
Okay. The mime.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
There was a preview. Yes. Oh, okay. Good answer.
Yes. They give me shades of the Joker and Harley Quinn. Yes. Especially her suit.
Yeah.
Like old or what is old school Harley Quinn, but let me go Michael Cole on you and say vintage Harley Quinn, I guess, from like the animated series. That's kind of
right. Yeah. Cause they put out, there was a preview image, I guess maybe a variant cover for like issue 4, issue 5 or something, mm-hmm. where like the Joker's on the cover holding up a lipstick thing.
Yes.
And I was thinking about it, and in the second issue, they got a like a makeup compact thing, and it's the same brand of whatever that the Joker's holding.
Right.
So I'm assuming that the Joker on that cover is actually the mime.
Okay. That makes sense.
You know, also if you look at his face when he gets when he picks up his lockpick, mm-hmm. he has this giant smile.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not really anything, but it could be. I don't know. I started thinking about it, and I'm like, maybe he's, because they said there's three Jokers, and maybe he's one of them or something.
But which one would he be, though?
He would be.
We saw the three different ones on the monitor.
True. Right? Yeah. So maybe he's a fourth one because he's coming from this other universe.
Well, see, I thought maybe he'd be the more animated looking one. Does that make sense? It's like the oldest one.
Could be.
But like you're a mime, so you're black and white. And the transformation to get to the Joker would be different. Unless you go on somebody else's theory that their baby is the Joker.
Could be.
But
I mean, I guess that's also why Dr. Manhattan didn't, you know, destroy her.
Right.
You know, because it looked like her stomach was talking to him in a thought bubble.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It did.
Yeah.
And I
don't know. What was that?
I was just... That's the interesting part of the story for me. Like, their story, and then finding out who Rorschach is.
Right.
And then everything else is just like, yeah, kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta say, the first issue, I was really, really into it. And the second one, it did not keep me as excited as I was hoping. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I guess the way I described the first one last time is it's like in a movie. When the opening credits are going, it's like that montage of stuff.
It's like two steps above the signal on Batman.
No, it's like way above that.
I think that's how I described it the first time.
But yeah, I mean, like if this is, you know, that, you know, minutes 10 through 20 of a movie where they finish setting everything up for what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. It already got me to change the channel. And then I'll be like, yeah, I'll watch it next time it's on. Kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
I don't know. It'll be great to have a hardcover of it and read it like all together, I think.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because like we're not getting issue 3 for another 2 weeks, right?
2-3 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, until February?
Yeah, but I mean, January is almost... Oh, no, I guess it's just the middle of the month.
Yeah.
It comes out first week of February, right?
Yeah.
Or is it the middle of the month?
So we went, like, almost 4 weeks.
Oh, my God, a monthly comic book. How crazy is that?
No, it went longer than that because we got it, like, the week before Christmas, right?
No, I thought it was out... The week of Christmas.
Okay, the week of Christmas then. And then it doesn't come out until Valentine's Day week.
Oh, is it Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. So it's like six. So it's like 6 weeks.
Yeah, because I think they pushed it out because of this damage number one. I think. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. I know Metal's coming out sporadically too.
Yeah, that's another one I fell behind on.
Yeah.
Because I as I'm reading all the side stuff, I read, I guess it was the series, the little mini event that took place with, like, The Flash mm-hmm. and the Hal Jordan book and whatever else.
Yeah.
And that, like, as I'm reading it, I started really, I'm like, I don't really care, you know, about all the Batmans and everything else. Mm-hmm. I'm like, they're conceptually, they're interesting,
right?
But I'm not getting enough of each one to really care about any of them.
Right.
So,
and that's, I think that's my thing is like, I totally dig the one-offs way more than the actual metal story itself. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because, like, the metal number one or number two, or and then we'll get metal number one director's cut instead of actually getting number three.
Yeah.
And there's so much that I've read. It's almost like on the Black Mask schedule. Kind of. And, like, I'm actually getting the one-shots semi-regularly. Right. To where it's like, oh, these are cool because I'm not sure how it fits into the whole metal story, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Conceptually, the some of the Batmans are kind of cool. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, like, the whole story overall, I'm just like, I don't... Eh. You know, I don't... I don't hate it, but again, it's just, it's like another that's just not really exciting me to keep with it.
Yeah.
If that means, you know.
Yeah. Or look forward to it, at least.
Yeah.
At least with Doomsday Clock, I semi look forward to it just because I might find out who hashtag not my Rorschach is. Or, or, you know, the mime and her story.
Right.
I keep forgetting her name, but I guess it doesn't matter. The mime and her.
Who, Marionette?
Marionette, yeah, there you go. I like the mime and her. That's like, that should be like a 3-issue spinoff.
Hey, maybe we'll get Before Doomsday Clock.
There you go.
Marionette.
Yeah. That would be cool. Then you can have your dude... Jeff Johns write it.
Nah. I'll give you something else.
Yeah, we'll give it to Marguerite Bennett.
Yeah, I'd be for that.
I mean, it's got to be better than Batwoman.
Listen, pretty much everything has got to be better than Batwoman at this point.
but not
except the Signal. Not the Signal.
Yes. Yes, because that's like whatever, like 2017, just think of like the worst comic you ever read in your life and you're like, why did I just read that? That's probably like one step better than The Signal and Batman. Just my opinion though.
Yeah, I have read some terrible comics. So I wouldn't put it there. I mean there's a whole bunch of comics that I did not even make it through an issue of.
Yeah.
Signal I did finish.
I would almost put it up there with Squirrel Girl. Any issue,
you know,
issue of Squirrel Girl. Just
I've never read any Squirrel Girl.
I've only read 2 issues, so
I have read Squarriors though, which is awesome.
Was that like a spinoff of Warriors of Plasm?
Oh no, it's like, it's like these, like. Little woodland creatures that have like these epic battles, like swords and, you know, oh, it's awesome.
Who makes like, that?
Honestly, I forget who puts it out, but,
Dark Horse?
No, it's some independent something, but, Ashley Witter, I think is her name, is the artist. Mm-hmm. Dude, the art is unreal. It is so amazing. I cannot remember who writes it. Ash something.
Okay. Ash Ketchum.
Yeah, Ash Ketchum writes it.
He's also a Pokey trainer.
Yeah, in his spare time. That's he's trained the little squirrels to fight the dwarf.
It's
seriously, I know you're into like weird books.
Yeah.
You know, like if you come across Squarriors, 100% read that.
All right.
Because it's awesome.
Is it very old?
A few years.
Okay.
Yeah, like,
and it's like Squirrel and Warriors mixed together.
Oh, oh yes. Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's how you spell it. Okay. Just double checking.
Yeah, I think it started off maybe as like a web comic.
Okay.
Or something where it was just like a little strip, and then it turned into, you know, they made, I want to say there's only one miniseries, maybe as a trade. I don't remember how it came out, but there's maybe like a couple stories, but man, it's good.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's on Comixology, I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah, so, definitely.
Let's see. Devil's Due Entertainment.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Definitely.
Is there anything that you're looking for that comes out this week, though?
This week?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because Damage comes out, or came out, whatever.
Yeah, Damage is out this week.
That's RVD, right?
Damage?
Yeah, that's RVD's book, I think.
I think so.
And he looks like Adam Smasher, kind of.
Or not. Could be. Yeah, it does.
Okay. It does, or it is?
It looks like Adam Smasher.
Okay.
And it is Venditti.
Okay.
Yeah, it is Venditti.
Okay.
You know, I'm looking forward to that a bunch. I'm looking forward to, I think Aquaman is out again this week. And that one is quickly rising up my list. Like, I love the current storyline where he's like the deposed king trying to take back, or not even take back, his crown and kingdom. It's just trying to save everybody from the garbage that threw him out.
Okay.
So.
Well.
Besides, okay. Yeah, I don't really think there's much else.
So, Damage.
Okay.
Looks like Adam Smasher because it's his grandson.
Oh, yeah?
At least, like, when he first came out.
Ah, interesting.
Because, like, he's on the JSA, and he was on the Black Lantern Corps, and he was a freedom fighter and a Teen Titan.
Ah.
And, like, if you look up Justice Society of America number 6, Alex Ross did a cover of it, of him.
Oh, nice.
I mean, that was pretty cool.
Cool.
So I always thought that the name sounded familiar, but I just thought they were like, well, I guess not. That's not true either. I was going to say, because I thought they were like brand new characters, but I knew like the Terrifics are like the Charleston characters.
Right.
That Lemire's doing. So it's like a rehash or a remodernizing, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's probably towards the top of what I'm looking forward to. But, I mean, who knows? I really hope that this, like, the whole new age of heroes doesn't, like,
flop.
Yeah, it doesn't, like, kind of fall by the wayside.
Like Young Animal style?
Yeah, I mean, there's...
I'm not saying that Young Animal has done, like... I mean, just because we don't read it doesn't mean it's terrible, because I know plenty of people that read it, but I don't think that the sales numbers were what they were expecting for it.
Right, but I mean, I think also with the New Age of Heroes, they are the creative people behind the books are way more well-known in the industry.
Right, yeah. Makes sense.
You know, I mean, some of, like, the Young Animal people were a lot of up-and-comers.
Yeah.
That, you know, I mean, you know the names, but it's not like, you know, oh, Jeff Lemire's writing a book, I'm definitely going to check this out. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, oh, you know, Jody Hauser's not bad. I'll, you know, maybe I'll give this a shot. You know?
Yeah. Considering you just, like, lied right there, but yeah.
I mean, she's not bad. I don't read her books. No.
Okay. Well, that's what I was saying.
But I was being the everyman.
Oh.
Not me personally. I won't read that garbage. No, I'm kidding. No, like, Mother Panic is something I eventually was thinking of reading, like, as a trade.
No, I really enjoyed Mother Panic.
Actually. Oh, yeah? Is it still coming out, or is it...
I'm not up to date with it, so I can't really say yes or no. But I enjoy Mother Panic.
So yeah, I mean, the concept of it seemed interesting, but like I said, it's not... It seemed interesting, but not interesting enough to get me to add another book to my, like, billion books a week pull.
Right, yeah.
I can and see so.
Yeah. Now, RVD was doing Mother Panic, then I'd be like, okay, that's automatic.
Well, that's the thing that I'm saying. Like, there's enough people. Justin Jordan's writing a couple books. I really like Justin Jordan, so I'll check those out.
Yep.
You know, Lemire, anything he puts his name on, I'll read that's not Hawkeye. You know, Vendidia, anything he does, I'll read. I don't care what it is.
Right.
You know, I even bought his novels.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to touch on before we wrap it up, sir?
No, I don't think so. I think we got everything.
Yeah. Considering we didn't really have anything to talk about going into this episode.
Yeah. But we had a couple questions from Martin. Yeah. We touched on one of them. Yes, why did we hate the signal? I think you covered that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I can cover that. But if he would like to go in more detail, he knows where he can get find me at, though.
He also asked, did you guys watch DC in DC 2018? I have not yet. I haven't had a chance. I do have it bookmarked to watch at some point. I haven't had a shot yet. And the last question, on a scale of 1 to 10, why will the Gotham by Gaslight movie be a 15?
Well, because the graphic novel is a 14.5, so seeing it live and animated gives it that extra half point.
Yeah. I mean, the animation looks fantastic.
Yep.
That and
10 times better than Batman Ninja.
No, it's totally different. And they're both great in their own ways. I'm looking forward to that one a lot. I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be the best that they put out in a while. Like Batman.
Harley Quinn.
Yeah, Batman Harley Quinn was kind of meh. Mm-hmm.
Batman, you know, 66.
See, I don't really count those in a way in like the DC animation stuff. Okay. Like I know that they are, but they're sort of, you know, like their own little universe.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I read somewhere that there's the possibility that they might do a Red Sun animation.
Really?
Which would be so awesome.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I really hope that it happens because I am very much looking forward to that being on my TV screen.
Yep, agreed.
But yeah, I mean, besides that, I guess that's everything.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up, buddy.
Sure.
Are you gonna do the outro or no?
Yeah, what?
Are you gonna do an outro?
What outro?
Oh my god.
Thank you everybody for listening to the Absolute DC Podcast. You can tweet directly to me at Aaron Esbell.
I am at Rombar316.
You can tweet the show directly at DC_Absolute. And thank you for listening.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back.
Huh?
Well, hello, beautiful.
Holy nightmare.
It's the world's greatest.
Ronnie and Aaron.
Yep. I feel like we have strongly different viewpoints before we discuss what each other's viewpoints are.
Faster than a streak of lightning.
A DC Comics podcast.
Absolute.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'll get into my silly speculation.
Aquaman!
I'm Batman. I'm Batman.
Batman.
He's a hipster.
The Flash world's fastest human.
I mean, I grew up with Wally West. Is this okay? He's like, oh, as long as we don't get caught.
Think about the future.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Dude, you're a dumbass.
You are foolish.
All this nerd talk.
Ooh. DC Absolute.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hell yeah.
And, there's been some good. There's been some great. There's been some really terrible. And there's been some average, I think.
No, that wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Ooh.
Nerdy Legion.
NerdyLegion.com. Absolute worst piece of garbage ever.